Psalms 104:35. Let sin be finished from the earth, and evil be no more. My soul will bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah has a U in it. There is a man living in the hills of Arkansas who was brought to Christ. He was known as Mr. Moonshine because of the many liquor stills he had hidden back in the hills. After becoming a Christian, his life changed dramatically. He destroyed all his stills and poured out all of his moonshine he had stored away. One of his favorite expressions, whether in worship or just casually talking to someone, was hallelujah. He would say hallelujah to this and hallelujah to that. One day someone asked him, "What does the word hallelujah mean anyway?" He laughed and said, I really don't know, but I think it's a Hebrew word for hot dog. This is it." You know, the former Mr. Moonshine provided a working loose translation. Hallelujah is a Hebrew word. It is actually two Hebrew words put together. Hallel is a command and means to praise, to boast in, to shine forth, to be worthy of praise. Yah is a shortened form of Jehovah, which means a self-existent and eternal one. The two words put together are translated praise the Lord. The word hallelujah is found for the first time in Psalms 104:35, and it's only found 24 times in the Old Testament and 4 times in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it only appears in the book of Psalms, in a group known as the Hallelujah Psalms. Jesus would have worshiped with these same psalms following the Jewish tradition. In the New Testament, it appears only in the book of Revelations. The scene in this passage opens in heaven after the final overthrow of the enemies of the church and the triumph of the gospel. What a worthwhile time to say hallelujah as the exclamation point. Saying hallelujah is to speak the language of heaven, for in heaven we will be singing and praising his name all the time. Scripture commands us that we should rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We should praise him with purpose. We should praise him with persistence, and we should praise him with passion. Without mincing words, our purpose, our motivation, our reason to praise is simple, succinct, and sincerely summarized into two reasons. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. That is enough. Together or one at a time, these reasons are enough to praise and shout hallelujah right now. Our acknowledgement of his position and power, along with our posture of praise and prayer, will ignite a spiritual fragrance that attracts his presence. We should praise him anyhow, anywhere, in good times or in bad times. Praise him. We should be persistent. Psalms 150 notes, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." In other words, as long as you can take a breath, you can breathe praise to Jehovah. We readily exhibit passion with our spouse, our favorite sports teams, and or our TV shows. However, our praise to the Lord should exceed the passion we show them. Passionate praise is circular. As we praise him and recall his goodness and mercy, we recall something else that he has done for us and restarts our praise once again. As we passionately praise him and spiral to a higher high, the angels themselves may take notice of our earthly choir practice. As we remember the purpose, persevere with persistence, and passionately shout hallelujah, let us wear his praise like a garment we never remove. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Next week, we will cover part 2. If prayer changes things, what can praise do? Questions. Discover. When do I praise God? How often do I praise God? Develop. A. How can I develop more persistence and passion with my praise? And number 3, demonstrate. How is my purposeful praise impacting those around me? B. Challenge your prayer partner to pick a day of the week as your hallelujah day. This will be a day where both of you will praise him throughout the day for the things that he has done for you. Thank you, and may God bless and keep you.